Continuing now in Hakdama Zayin, and Os Beis, Sifsechein has been talking about in Hakdama Zayin here about the different ways to split up the different spheres. So he's up to now on page Kuf Lamed Beis, Chama Levana, the sun and the moon. And the sun and the moon, if you learn through Shari Or, one of the important Hakdama Sfarim to learning these topics, written by one of the Rishonim, so he talks about throughout Kol Tar Kula, which words mean different spheres. Meaning the sphere is called Keser and Chachma Bina, but there's so many other words throughout Torah that also represent the various spheres. So he's going to give you or give us a few examples of how to define these different terms. So here in Os Beis he writes Chama Ulevana, the sun and the moon, Teferes Nikra Chama. The Teferes, which we spoke about in the past, was the Mashpia. The Tferes is the male. So the Tferes is the sun, because the sun is the one that's Mashpia, gives off the light. And the Malchus, in contrast to that, Malchus is Nikre Levana. It's actually called the moon. Because Kemosha Levana Lesle Or Mi'atma, the moon has no light in its own right, Ki Mimashim Mikabel, except for that which it receives Mi'or HaShemesh, Kemokein So Tu Malchus. Malchus, in the terms of the spheres, has no Ein Lo Mi'atma Klum, has no inherent value, inherent significance, ki im ma'ashim mekabalas mitfares, only from that which the other spheros give it. So this is important, Chama Levana and Tiferes versus Malchus. The first time I was exposed to these different spheros was Rav Yosef Engel, one of his svarim, and he has drushes in Rosh Hashanah, so he talks about the relationship of the sun and the moon and Tiferes and Malchus. It's very kedai to learn. It's written in such a clear way. It's drushes and Rosh Chodesh or something like that at the end of one of the svarim. And there he talks about a great length. If you look at Kiddush Levana, the words being used in Kiddush Levana, actually, I'm going to take a look at that sitter. I'm passing that sitter for 1 second. Thanks. Perfect timing, Yishai. Thanks. So in the, if you look at Kiddush Levana, now that you're sensitive to these words, so the words Teferes and Malchus are screaming at you. And that's what's going on between the moon and the sun. So just pay attention to the words. I think it was Rosh Chodesh. Good show to you. Let me take a. Where is Kish Levana here in the Nusach Svar and Siddur? We have to Marv?
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. So it says in the Nusach Abracha, it says, La Levana Amar Shetis Chadesh, Ateres Tiferes Lamuse Vaten. So the word Tferes and Malchus being used here in the Nusach HaTfilah, in the Nusach HaBracha, is referencing the Tferes and Malchus. That's what Rav Yosef Engel himself writes. So take a look there. There's drushes. I think that's on Rosh Chodesh. I'm pretty sure Rosh Chodesh. So that's the first, and another way to use Tferes versus Malchus, Chama versus Levana. Moving on now to Os Gimel, he writes, Shemayim v'aret are also two words that are symbolizing Tferes and Malchus. Tiferes is Nikra Shemayim, which is the sky which gives off, which rains. Rain comes from the sky. Umalchus Nikres Eretz, and the Malchus is called the ground. Kamo Ha'aretz Hagashmi, just like the physical land, Eino Yecholo L'Hatzmiach Me'atzmaklum. The ground can't grow things, grass and flowers and trees don't grow on its own. Im Lo Yinosim B'socha Zer, unless you put something in it, you have to place a seed in it. And you need to rain and everything else to make things grow. The sun, the oxygen. Kein hu gam kein inyan sfiras ha-malchus. That's the same of the malchus. De les le megar meklum. That the malchus has no value in its own right. Rak megala umeira mashe mekabelas me sfiras ha-kodnos. All malchus does, malchus is simply a reflection of the spheros above. But in its own right, it has no value. So that's the same thing, shemayim v'aretz. Aretz, ground, has no worth. Unless you plant it, you have it rain, and so on. The next chilek, he writes in Os Dalet, is Kutcher Bruchu v'Shchinte. So we say this all the time, and L'shem Yichud's unclear what it always means, but he's telling you a little bit what Kutcher Bruchu v'Shchinte means. Someone was just telling me yesterday that he didn't understand what it meant, the Shechina. The Shechina is close to us, Shechina is far from us. Well, isn't the Shechina Hashem? It isn't Hashem everywhere, so has the Shechina move and go to Gullus and come back from Gullus? Because at least in this world of the Kabbalah, the Shechina represents a certain aspect of the spheres. And that is as follows. Teferes Nikra Kutcher Bruchu. In terms of the Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. When we call a Kucha Baruch Hu, that's referring to the sphere of Teferis, that element that we're discussing of Teferis, that's Mashbia. It's like the sun. Ki ba meir Hashem Havaya ba'atma. Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving off his light through the Midah of Teferis. That's Kucha Baruch Hu. Umalchus nikre shchinta. And the malchus, that which receives it, the moon, if you will, the malchus, that's called shchina. That's called shchinta. Ki ha'aret agashmi. That's the physical land. The land we said has no value in its own right. Shekol nitzote Hashem yizbarach muchusim t'munim ba. That all the sparks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the different potential things to grow, are hidden within it. V'shochnin besocha, and are buried and are dwelling in it. L'achayos es hakol, to bring life to everything. V'ikir avodat b'nei Yisrael, hu liyachid kutsh b'ruch v'shchinte v'chol ma'asim. And this is really the primary thing, that our obligation is to connect shchinte to kutsh b'ruch, to connect Tferes and Tferes to Malchus. The Galus or Hashem Hashochem Bechol Divrei Gashmi, to prove that Kadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Kasher Yisbari Emiyut Hashem Baruch Hu. This is what we mentioned a couple of weeks ago in the Hashkafa Shir about. We had mentioned this in Rav Moshe Schatz's Hagdama. Says this is the big difference between Chasidim and the Gra's type of learning. The Gra represented Vav. The Gra was the Vav of which is Tiferes, and the Chasidim was Malchus. And they were explaining that since there's such a distinction between Tiferes and Malchus, between the Vav and the Hey, Kutsh Baruch Hu and Shchinte, that's why there's such a chilk between the Gra and the Chasidim and the Baal Shem Tov, because of this panemius distinction between those two worlds. So this is a lot. That's the Iker goal, to connect those two worlds, Shchinte and Kutsh Baruch Hu, the Vav and the Hey, filling Hashem's name, making it complete.
What is it? Shchinte is, we say,
Aretz? Aretz, yeah.
Can't grow without, or can't without.
Correct, without the mashpia, which is the shemayim.
Right, so really connected. They're not so far apart. I mean, you need one.
But they're disconnected. We have to connect it. They're once they're separate, any type of separation is distant. So there's a big, where the rain begins, where the land is. But this is all, that's in Gashmi. In terms of Ruchnias, we're being told there is a big difference. And we have to continue to be create that Mashbiya, the Hashba, in order to bridge the two together. Osh Hei now. He writes, HaMalchus Nikres Gamkein Knesset Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael is also a term used for Malchus. I mentioned before, those who missed it, that the Shari Ora spends a lot of time going through different words throughout the Torah and throughout Chazal, which represent different midos. So we went through Cham Levona, Levanera, Sanemun, Shemaim Aretz, Kutcher Bruch Hashchinte. Now he's telling us the word Knesset Yisrael. When you see that, that tells you Malchus. So Shari Ora goes through all these words in the Torah. When you see that word, that means this. And when you see Hashem, Shem Hashem, Alf Dal Nun Yud Adnus, that means Malchus. So all the words in the Torah represent one of the 10 spheros. So Knesset Yisrael means Malchus. Sheba, who Mekor Nishmas Yisrael, this is the source of the Neshama of Klai Yisrael. Sorry, De Yichud Tiferes and Malchus are Nol the Neshamas Yisrael. Because when you connect Tiferes and Malchus, that creates, that gives birth to the Neshamas Yisrael. And that's what's going on in Kish Levana, when you say Tiferes and Malchus together, so there's an Ibor, right? There's a new birth of a moon. The moon represents Klai, so that's Knesset Yisrael. So all these things are, again, a fascinating discussion. Take a look at Rav Yosef Engel, that piece, and again, I think it's the Drashas of Rosh Chodesh. Okay. Now further, he writes, on page Kuf Lamed Gimel, Nekudos V'Gavnin. Nekudos are referring to Nekudos, like how you pronounce words. And letters, and gavnin are colors and shades. Odi yesh nafka mina bein Malchus l'shar sfiros. Malchus is unique from the other spheros in the following way. Ki b'chol ha'sfiros meir u'mekanin. All spheros meir give off light, and mekanin, he explains in the brackets here, is perish shochein, who b'svar means to dwell, and the Sfarim Kadoshim nikrei mekanin b'lashon kan tzipor, a nest, a bird nests, a bird sits in its nest. So there's a certain light and there's a certain nesting, a certain dwelling in each sphere. Ba shem havaya benikud miyuchad. Yudke vavke. Now we didn't discuss, each of the spheros has a different name of Hashem. There's yudke vavke. There's alf nal nun yud. There's Elokim, and there's Shakai. Each sphere has its own name, but also each sphere has the name of yudke vavke, but spelled a different nekudos. If you take a look at a Sefer, a Sephardi Siddur, or even Musik Midvash they might have here. There might be this one over there, I think. So if you look at the brachas of Shemona Esrei, the Yudke Vavke, like, you know, Chonin Hadas, so each one has different nekudos. So Yudke Vavke and Chonin Hadas, I don't know them by heart, but it's probably like a Pasach. We'll see a Chachma. And one of them is a Segel, and one of them is a Kamatz. And we pronounce it the same way, but the nekudos are telling us there's a little bit of a different kavana one should have in terms of the sphere. So each of the spheres has a different nekuda punctuation of the Yudke Vavke, of Shem Havaya. Each one has a Havaya benikud miyuchad. The Fiseda Nakudos, according to the order of the Nakudos, Kamat Pasach Tzere Shein Al Seder HaEser Sphiros. So each Nakuda symbolizes a different one of the Spheros. But everything in the world is Spheros. Like, we think of Nakudos, no, each Nakuda is really a sphere. Colors, the rainbow, each color is a rainbow, is a sphere. Everything in the world is really, in Panemius, is a different type of sphere. So we're going to go through that each what each Nakuda represents, and V'gam Yesh L'chol Sphere Gavan Miuchar, each, there's a color that represents each particular sphere. And this is very important. My daughter has a very close friend of hers who lives in Great Neck, and her parents are Talmidim of Rav Weinberger from Ezra Academy. And they asked Rav Weinberger what to color each room. Strange question to ask a rabbi. But when you're Sephardi and you appreciate Kabbalah, and you appreciate the colors have different significance, so then it's very important which color. Now, most of us don't ask this question. I'm not saying you should or you should not. That's up to you. I don't. I haven't. We pick out whatever color looked nice. But there is a value to colors. It means something. So let's go further. So
blue, you see in Tzvas, everything is blue.
Everything's blue. Everything's blue in Tzvas. Exactly, yeah. So that's related to Tchelis and things of that sort. So, so we'll see the colors here. A little tip of the iceberg what these things mean. But there's so everything in the world has depth to it. So let's see. So each one has a different nekuda, each one has a different color. Mash'ein kein ha-malchus ein la-nekuda miyuchad. This malchus has no nekuda. When you look in the brachos of Shemona Esrei in these Sephardi Sidurim, so I don't know which bracha is malchus, but whichever one is malchus, it just says yudke vavke. It doesn't have nekudas at all, it's just blank. And v'ein la-gavin, there's no color either, it's just clear. V'nikreis b'zara kodesh, olimasa shepirta delesle einim. It's a world, a beautiful world that has no eyes to it. Perish. Besula Yafa, Shein La Gavan, to Besula Yafa, a young girl who's never been married before, and there's no color to it. There's no, I don't know, personality, there's no energy. The EF Shar Litara Begavan Muchad, Ki Klu Mikola Gavanim. There's no real color because it really has all the colors. So, meaning whatever Yushina should become whatever her husband is. Like an Adel girl, if she marries a guy, if you will, who's very Adel, she'll remain Adel. If she marries a guy who's wild, maybe she'll become wild and loud and whatever it is. She's very flexible. There are certain personalities that are very flexible, which I should also mention. Each person has different spheres that they line up to, and usually a combination of spheres. If you take some of these very accurate psychology tests and they tell you your personalities, you could fit into, if you know the right person, I don't know how it works, but which sphere you actually line up with, it all makes a lot of sense. You could have a guy who's a Baal Chesed, and what you think would be a sphere is not really what it would be. It's much deeper than that. You know, a guy who does a lot of nice things, he's probably Chesed. A guy who's very, he's very stiff, he's maybe Gvura. A guy who's competitive might be Netzach, whatever they are. I'm not sure if what I'm saying is actually correct. I'm just saying, but there are, the personalities do line up with the various spheres. But either way, the world of Malchus has no Nekudos, it has no eyes, it has no nothing in its own right, it just reflects everything that's being sent to it. Habit is the interesting thing down here. If you look at the footnote Os Yadal in the bottom right, he quotes from the Yavet in the Siddur, Mivar Bezatam, this is why Shemechasim Vesogin Einayim, when we close our eyes, Bishas Kabbalas Al Malchus Shemayim. When we accept and we say Shema, we cover our eyes, Besam Yish Kriyashma, Ke Malchus Yisod Olimase Shapirta Delesle Einayim. We said Malchus has no eyes in its own right, it just reflects. So we cover eyes, and this is Malchus. Malchus is just like not seeing anything, it's just reflecting whatever is being sent to us. That's what he says in a very in a deep level. And that's also the reason why we look at the Tzitzis during the third parasha, in order to Lahamshich Alav Sod Hariyav Einayim HaElyonim. So I'm not fully sure what's going on here, but we see some connection to Malchus and Einayim. Okay, let's go back inside the main text. Yeah, he didn't mention that. What it means exactly. So there's a deeper understanding here of Malchus not having eyes. We're trying to give it eyes. So the next paragraph is of Eluhein Nakudos Shebechol Asiros. He's going to now go through the list of how the Nakudos line up with each of the Sfiros. Some of them he's going to explain why, others he'll just tell you what it is, but he's not going to explain. There's a lot here in the footnotes I didn't want to go through, it gets involved here, but those who want to look further into it could look at some of the interesting notes on the side. So what are the 10 Sfiros and the 10 Nakudos? Bekeser Mikanin Shem Havaya Benikud Kamat. It's a Kamat. That's what, when you see those Nakudos, you look in the Siddur, you find those, that's Yud Kei Vav Kei with the Kamat. Close your mouth. There's no way to understand it. Keser is such a high place. We never talk about Keser. All we talk about Keser is there's the highest world. It's what the way I understand it is Keser is a high level of brain and ratzon and mochin. So I think I mentioned this in the past. When you have a dream, so while you're dreaming, you understand what's going on. But when you wake up, you can't really articulate your dream. It's you start saying it, like, it's so clear to you. But the moment you start talking, like, wait a second, I'm not sure what I'm really saying here. And I'm missing a bunch of the pieces here. But it was a really nice dream, I'm telling you. It was a nice dream. I can't tell you what it is, but it was a beautiful dream. I had a good time. Or it's a bad dream. But that's what Kesser's, that world of dreaming, where you can't really articulate it. Just kamas picha. Don't even try to describe it. That's the kamas. Bechachma is Mekanin Shem Havaya with the Pasach underneath. B'nikud Pasach. B'sod HaKasav, it says in the Mishlei. Pia Pascha B'chachma. Pasach, when you begin to open up. My Kesser, he said, is closed. You can't say a thing. But the next sphere is Chachma. You can open up. Pia Pascha B'chachma. You can open up with Chachma. The Fisha Sham Hu Pesach V'aschalas HaSaga. That's where we begin to understand a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Pasach. B'bina is Havaya B'nikud Seirei. He doesn't explain why it's Seir, but that's Tzere. Seemingly has to do with because we said Bina begins to separate Chachma, right? So there's two Nakudos. Pasach is one line here. But Bina, we start to make Chakiros, and we're Mavdil, between this to this, so we have two Das. Things begin to separate. That's Tzere, that's Bina. Bechesed, which is the fourth sphere now, is Havaya Benikud Segel. It's the three dots now. He talks in the side how it's referring to Hisamli Segula, that the Indian of Skula and Segel and Chesed. Skula is when there's a Skula, it's a Chesed. The person doesn't deserve, let's say, a certain Bakasha. But you do a certain Segula as like a way to go around it to get inside, to get a certain Bakasha that you need. That's Chesed. Begvura, it's like segels means like to go around, it's a circle. Segula is to go around, to kind of circumvent what's going on. It's a great mice actually with Rav Yasha. Rav Yasha was once a Sandik. There's like great-great-great-great-grandson or something like that, whatever generations there are. So the Mo'el said, you know, half jokingly to Rav Yashiv, as if he didn't know this, you know, there's a big segula to get into Gan Eden if you're the sandik of your great-great-great-grandson. So he said, I'd rather go in the front door, not the back. So segulas get you to certain places, but we also want to go through the front door, the regular way. So that's a segula, that's chesed. Begvura, the Gvura says it's Havaya Benikud Shiva. It's these two dots. Doesn't explain why that is. Betferes is Havaya Benikud Cholam. The dot, the O. Merumas Bepasik Vayachalom Ha'amor BeYakov. The dream of Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov is Tferes. So that's the Cholam. And Benetach is Havaya Benikud Chirik. Behod is Havaya Benikud Shurik. And Beyasod is Havaya Benikud Melafum. Lapum, which is this the vav and the u sign sounds. So this is the different nakudas line up to the different spheres. But that's only nine. We only have nine nakudas we just mentioned. What's missing? Malchus, the tenth sphera, ein la nakuda. There is no nakuda for Malchus. De lesle megarma klum kanal. Malchus has no inherent value. Malchus is worthless. All it is something to reflect whatever is given off to it. Pirak kimokli, it's only like a vessel. Shiyeshba rak mashinosin latocha. Whatever you put in the cup, if you put water in, you put oil in, you put wine in, you put milk in, whatever you put in, the cup itself is worthless unless you put something in it. That's what Malchus is. Velachain kohashbos shelasviros holchin latocha. All the spheros trickle down into the bottom one, to Malchus. Aval miatzma ein lo klum. But the cup itself, Malchus in its own right, is meaningless. That's how it lines up nicely with all the different Nakudos. Now,
did they ever mention why the bottom one is called Malchus? Usually Malchus is like Keser, it's a kingship.
Right.
Usually kingship isn't that one it takes.
Right, so the idea is that there's a connection because each of the world are connected. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzia, Asiya. So the Malchus of Atzilus, the lower part, is actually turns into the Keser of the next world of Yetzia. So there's that connection. But the Indian is a a king is not a king unless he has someone to rule over. So the guy could come along, he could be in fact a king, but if his nation is not loyal to him, he's got nothing. So Malchus is only something, only worthwhile, if in fact he has people who are feeding him, people who are actually listening to him. So, but once there's Malchus, then that bridges together his Keser. His Keser has value only if the people below him listen to him and create that Malchus. So Keser is worthless without a Malchus, and a Malchus is worthless without a Keser. But once you fill everything in between, you've created this Keser on top, the Malchus on the bottom, and you have this imagining this incredible kingdom. So that's all when it comes to the different Nekudas. Now he writes in terms of the colors. Each sphere has a different color. Gam minei hagavnin she'asa Hashem Yisbarach ba'olamo, the different colors, the different shades of the world, she'tzavu she'zeh lo k'tzavu she'zeh, this shade, this color is not like this color. Romes and al ha'sfiros also hint towards the sphere. So this is really interesting, because we never looked at colors in this way before. You're going to open up your markers now, and you're going to see like each one actually represents a certain sphere. So what does this mean? He gives examples. Gavan lavan, the white, is mora al ha'chesed, K'maymer akasev im yu, the pasuk says, chataeichem kishanim kishel yalbino. So snow and white is aichesed. There's a lot to talk about here. White is pure. White is also tsaras. How does that work out exactly? So there's what to explain. Bones are white, which represents death. But even that which is death is really a chesed in between. So, you know, tchias amesim, there's always positive, there's always chesed involved in everything that's considered white.
If you're white, then you're Torah.
Correct. So this is the Indian, that's the white is considered lavan. And then it says, gavan adam, it comes to red, is mor al gvura, that represents gvura. Ki odem mara dam, the blood is the red, v'gam ha-chatam nikram kein, the chatam are called blood, and Esav was called Edom, he was from Edom, and Adam, his hair was red. So red hair, red colors are blood, it's all gura. This is also why white and red connect, of course, to men and women. Women in Kabbalah are referred to as gura. They're very limited, and men are considered white. So that's why the zera is a lavan, and then the dam is nida, is Adam is red. This connects to this as well. Gavan yarok, when it's green, what's green? It's mor al tferes. Tferes is a green. Kihi mare mimutzas bein lavan ve'adam. It's in between white and red. Green is somewhere in the middle on that the wavelength of colors spectrum. Vehi klula mishten mechriya beinem. It's somehow a combination of them, and therefore it's machriya between them. So that's green is somewhere in the middle. So green is tferes, which is a nice equilibrium of things. Gavan Tcheles is Moral Netach Vahod. Blue, the color blue and Tcheles is referring to both together Netach and Hod. The Chesivet says in the Pasuk, V'tachas Raglav, and the regular, the legs are actually Netach and Hod, he points out. Kemaisa Livnas Hasapir, Umari Evan Hasapir, who Tcheles. Apparently, this color, this particular stone, is the color of Tcheles. And Gavan Sviras Yesod, who Nitzotze Lehavas Eish, the sparks of a fire. As it says in the Kamosha Kasev in Tikune Zohar, Yesod Zarek Shvivin Dinora, the Yesod gives off sparks of fire. Hainu Shemashabia Oros Shakolasviros Shemalahimanu. When the energies come from the various spheres, the Yesod gives it off. Who sowed base Yosef Lahava, Yosef is Yesod, gives off the sparks of fire, flames. Umalchus ain la gavin, but Malchus has no color in its own right. Ki Iyasha Liskari Bishem Eza Gavin. You can't call it a color. The less they megar meklum, as we've been saying, the malchus has no inherent value. Vein lakoach atzma rak mashinos in the tocha. Whatever you give it, that's what it becomes. Canal. Right. So this is how he describes the different colors of different nekudos. So now he just wants to make an important point here. I'll read through quickly because I know it's getting late now. Vayita adam chas v'sham lahalos aliba. A person should not think umachshavaso shadvarm kipshutin. That what we're saying means literal. Sheyesh basfiros is gavin and gashmi, and that they're really colors to chesed and gvura, blue and red and tcheles and white. Sherei hafilu bezeh ha'olam eina gavin and davar mamash. Even in this world, true colors are not really colors. Rak davar hamedum alayin, only that which people see. But we know people see differently. V'yichon lahachlev kol gavin ha'idein ner. You could put a light, a candle, you look under yellow light versus, the darker light, the colors can be completely different. If I'm looking at Maros in different colors, the red, depending on the color you're looking at, it would change significantly whether it's red, brown, or yellow. And you go outside the sunlight versus the inside light, it's very different. So even colors are not true to its color. Some people are colorblind. So that tells us there's something tricky about color. It just holds the eye, it tricks the eyes. And certainly, in the upper world, they're all full of spiritual worlds. You can't talk of colors in the world above. Can we only call them red, white, and so on, just simply to help us understand, but don't think in reality that they're really colors that are attached to it. So this last piece we'll run through quickly because we all saw this before. Gimel, Gavin, Kavin, Yam, and Smol of Emsa. There are three lines, right, left, and middle. Bofen, Acher, Nechlokim, Ha'esah, Sfiros, L'Shlosh. We can break the spheres over into three different groups. Bofen, Shok, Gimel, Kavin, three lines. Kav, Yamin, Huchasadim. Kav, Smol, the left one is Dinim. And Kav, Emsi, the middle one is Rachman. And the spheres, Chochma, Chesed, Netzach, are on the right side. Him, Kav, Yamin. Ki, Elo, Sfiros, Nimsam, Betai, Yamin. They're on the right side, as the bottom picture shows. Ubehem nimshach hashpas chesed. Chesed trickles down through this right column. Hasfiros bina gvura hahod is the kava small, is the left one. Ki elu hasfiros, these spheros are nimtzah mitzah small on the left side of the image. Ubehem nimshach hashpas hadin. And that's how din and tzimtzum comes down, trickles down the left side. And finally, sfiros keser, das tferes yisod, is the middle, heim kava emtzah, the middle line. Ki elu hasfiros nimtzah ba'amud emtzah, the middle bracket, the middle pillar, ubehem nimshach or hadas hakula mechasad megvuros, and comes down the middle, the world of das. Okay, Yemit Hashem, we will pick up next week.